Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in 1. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Rotatoes, it is about that time again. We are on Friday. I am Jasper William Cartwright, and you're here to listen to part 2 of episode 2 of arc number 6. I hope you're here and having a great time. Thank you so much for checking out the episodes. We do greatly appreciate it. We are now just 2 arcs away from me taking over as DM. I say taking over, but then Zach comes back for a whole arc. It's a whole thing. But anyway, in just 2 arcs' time, I will be jumping in as DM with the wonderful Erica Ishii and Victoria Longwell returning. Not to mention everyone's favourite guy, Zach Oyama, playing a first character in the world of Amalur. So excited for you all to hear those arcs. I absolutely loved doing them, and I'm having a great time. And obviously, if you don't want to wait and you want to get those arcs right now, we are currently releasing arc 11, so we're way ahead of this feed currently. If you want to hear that right now, you know it ahead. It's the Rotating Heroes Patreon, and there's links in the description below. But don't forget, you can also sign up as a free member if you want to, and you also get access to exclusive posts and information and news, join our Discord, all of that kind of thing if you are a free member over there. But we love you for being here. Thank you so much. And I think that's probably enough of me blathering on this week, so take it away, past Zach.
And now presenting the Rotating Heroes Podcast.
Sago, I understand letting the right one get away. Okay, I understand problems with women. So let's just go and get our chili ingredients and have a beautiful night of local cuisine.
It seems to me that we could probably get our hands on some of these epaulets if we play our cards right around the bar.
All
right. Now I know you're eager to get this chili, but I wouldn't be eager to get your clock cleaned by John Daffodil at a chili cook-off if I were you.
You're going to be serving a latte with beef in it, okay? No one wants your fucking chili. No. Okay, let's fan out and meet back here in 15 minutes with each of us having epaulets. Epaulets? Epilepsy.
y'all look
way ahead of you.
Everybody make a perception check.
13.
15.
So 5. 13, 15, and 5. Okay. On a 15.
Yeah, just a new dice.
You got a 5?
I got a 5.
This mask is way too big for you.
I can't see out the eyes. I keep having to move it towards my eye.
You can see out of the eye holes, but they are pointed straight down from your eyes.
So our glasses are all fogged up.
You see like nasty bar gravy.
Looks like my chili.
On a 15 and a 13, I'll say that, like, for the most part, the people with the epaulets are in that area. But mm-hmm. there are a few that are not in the area. Mm-hmm. The first thing you see is this sort of sour-looking man sitting at a table by himself. He has the epaulets, but he is just drinking by himself. There's an empty stool in front of him. On top of that, there's also a man who is like a really enthusiastic 50-year-old man. Like, you can tell, like, he's like a 50-year-old guy who's like, I'm like a young 50.
Oh, my God. I still do Molly.
Yeah, like, he's like dancing.
Your
like
hair is too black based on your eyebrow
color. Wasn't that black when you were young?
You see, like, dye coming down.
Yeah, full like, Giuliani.
Full Giuliani dancing on the floor. He's, like, dancing, like, a little too sexy for his age.
Oh,
like, it's, like,
God.
It's, like, like, way too confident and gross.
Yeah.
You see this other guy who's just staring at the real Sago in the corner, who has the epaulets on, and he's, like, whispering to his friend who doesn't have the epaulets, and he's, like, whispering something about Sokka.
So we have, okay, who wants who? I think you gotta go to the fan, right?
I don't want to talk to anybody right now, but all right, fine. For a big feast, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, maybe you and Bexy can go together.
Yeah, okay.
If that sounds good great. To you, Bex.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Do you want a midlife crisis or scary and alone?
Oh, I think I'd better take midlife crisis.
Great. Okay.
Those were both descriptions of John yeah, Daffodil.
Exactly. It's like a Rocky and Bullwinkle midlife crisis
and
or scary
and alone.
Cool. So let me know who wants to go first on their given endeavors.
I'll walk right up to that person drinking alone, grab a beer on my way from the bar.
Hmm.
Plop down in front of him and go, do you think you want to arm wrestle?
What?
Would you like to arm wrestle?
Okay.
Let's each put a buck on the line. You don't have to see mine.
$1?
Mm-hmm.
That's all you want?
That just times 10.
Now we're interesting. That's interesting. Okay.
$10.
$10. Well, he pulls out this meaty arm.
I pull out my meaty, kind of sinewy long arm.
There's two just like that over that predator handshake.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
The hands meet
a
in the center.
A paw comes up out of nowhere. I go, cream.
Okay, well, I will I'll say this, well, you guys are only doing this for $10.
Wow.
Nothing else you want to put on the line, huh?
Well,
you want to make it interesting, especially interesting?
Yeah, is there something about me that you want to try to win?
How much for that mask?
Oh, this is priceless. It was actually given to me by the real Spago.
There's about 5 of them in there. It's priceless.
No, you didn't see anything. Spago, goddammit. Listen, I want those epaulets.
These epaulets.
Mm-hmm.
For the price of one of those masks, fuck it. I feel confident.
All right. Plus the buck, right?
Epaulets and the buck for the mask.
Yeah, you're on.
Okay, so how this will work is we will do 3 opposed athletics checks.
Okay.
You guys could actually arm wrestle.
Do I?
Yeah, let's go.
Do I see this happening?
Yeah, I'll say that you do.
So I look over and I watch closely at the first of the 3.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Or is it just going to be 1 arm wrestling thing?
So it'll be 3 checks resulting in 1 result.
So
I
watch closely at the first one.
Okay.
I'm like intently.
Well, I'm sorry. You have to win 3 times.
You have to win 3.
Yes.
So it's best of 7.
Yes. Yes.
Great.
Okay.
So we'll roll these in front of the board. I'll tell you right now.
It's best of 5, everybody.
This guy gets a +3.
I get a +4.
All right. So let's roll them in front of the board.
Okay.
All right. Roll number 1. Nance.
Yes.
Your arm bulges with strength as you take this like old man's calloused hand. He's not weak by any means, but you get the momentum to start it. Like he was hoping to like take you down immediately, but you have stopped him in his tracks. That's the first roll.
Yes.
Roll number 2.
Ooh, fuck.
Second roll, he underestimated you, but he actually now he knows what he's dealing with. He's able to force your arm back a little bit. 1-1. Roll number 3. 18 and 11. Okay.
God damn it.
Second one, he pulls your arm. You are at like a 45-degree angle, holding on, your arm's bulging.
So seeing this, I look and I cast Mage Hand. And a spectral hand appears and whisks its way over and starts pushing on Nance's hand.
Okay. I love this. I think you might have to also make... It's not invisible, unfortunately.
Oh, it's not invisible. Oh.
It's spectral. So maybe we can do a...
Well, maybe I'll just give... give her bardic inspiration.
Oh, okay, great.
Cool.
That's a what do I add to it?
A d8.
Oh.
So what do you how does Sago give this to Nance?
So I just cuz it's loud.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
So I just stand up and scream, "Keep eating, baby!"
A lot, the whole bar goes, "Keep eating," and it's like, "We're never gonna die." next roll, it's 1 to 2.
Okay. 7, 3 makes it 10. Okay, I have lucky, and I'm gonna re-roll the 7.
Okay.
3,
oh,
no!
Oh, no!
That's or 5, but still, damn!
In this moment, I'm like, I'm just in it. I'm a little drunk. And so I cast Unfailing Inspiration.
What does that do?
And it means that she can now, doesn't lose her inspiration die for that one. So she can use my inspiration.
Oh,
once
so
more.
I could use it for the reroll?
Oh, but
I will allow you, if you're combining those two things, to reroll the D8 and roll again. So I'll just.
I'll undo that. Actually. Yeah, yeah. Can I cast something else?
Okay, sure. We both rolled 14s because you have a +4 and I have a +3.
Yes.
So that one is just null, so it's still 1 to 2.
Okay.
All right. He's looking at you like, wow, there's a lot of strength in there. one more.
Ooh, yes! 7, and I rolled a 16 on the die.
You pull back up to center. It's 2 to 2 now. Whoever gets the next one wins.
And can I use Bardic Inspiration again? Or it's just on one roll, you think?
Unless you use that thing.
No, I think you only get it once, is it? Right? I didn't use that thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But now I cast Suggestion on this old guy, which means that he must make a Wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, he pursues the course of action described by me to the best of his ability. I just can't suggest he do anything to hurt himself.
Okay. What do you suggest?
I don't even really want to win this.
As this suggestion comes to you, you sort of growl it into the air and it floats over like the smell on a pie and enters his nostrils. He kind of like, you see his like muscle tensed up and then he just sort of sits up straight. Nance, you will... roll this with advantage.
Ooh.
Or actually, he's going to roll with disadvantage.
Okay, okay.
No, that maybe makes more sense. Good thing.
Thank God, because that was a nat 20. Okay, that's a 10 plus 3 is 13?
13.
Okay, 9 or higher. An 8!
Oh, no!
I'm going to use another luck point. Fuck it.
Okay.
Okay. What is that? A 5!
Oh my God,
Nance, unfortunately, this guy slams your arm down.
Well, good game. I take off my mask and then I say, "Double or nothing. There are more masks where this came from."
Double or nothing? Okay.
So you're going to have to find me a second pair of epaulets if I win this.
Let me roll a... give me a persuasion check.
I've been rolling like, shit! Oh my God. 2.
Yeah, he's like, get the fuck out of here.
Fair enough.
He's wearing the Sago Gleg mask. Well, unfortunately, Nance was unable to get
her away.
Carl follows.
What the fuck? You were here the whole time?
Yeah, what's up? After that, there are... that was the man sitting at the bar. Next up is this... either the guy who was staring at Sago or the man dancing.
I will walk up to the man dancing, and I'm going to roll a... what do I get? I'm going to roll an insight check to see if I can figure out what his whole deal is.
Yeah. What's that? 7 plus whatever you have.
+4. So I rolled an 11.
Yeah, I mean, it's like hard to get a perfect grasp of it. He seems pretty into dancing.
Uh-huh.
Then wearing the Saga Gleg mask, which comes down to my knees, and start to do a choreographed dance from the last time that I was in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh my God.
And I've got a whole routine that I'm doing really near this guy.
Oh, wow. Little man can dance. Yeah, okay, well, you want to put your money with your mouth this?
A dance-off? Are you suggesting a dance-off?
I've never backed down. Never backed down from a dance-off.
You know, before we get started, I just got to say, I love your whole deal. Your whole vibe is really working for me. Can I just say that?
He looks at you like, smiles like, he's been waiting for someone to say this to him all night. He's been dancing so hard.
You Thanks. Look really cool.
I know. I do, don't I?
You, I mean, I was standing over there and I was like, I got to figure out this guy is going to be bring the party to whatever we're doing next.
Because of what you're doing right now, it was going to be opposed dexterity checks, but I will allow you to also do charisma checks if you want to do
Ooh,
that.
Ooh, and I get advantage on charisma.
Oh shit. Okay, great. So in front of the board, it's going to be three rolls, like three
right.
wins.
All right, I believe ready? In you.
Set. First roll.
Little daffodil.
He crushed you.
It didn't even
we
matter.
We really got to get you some new dice.
Yeah. An 18 and a 3, you're like, what do I add to that?
Yeah, he is feeling himself. this 50-year-old man just dies coming down his face, just like, really just like in his body.
I forgot about the dye.
Oh, look at your calves. Look how muscular they are.
Thanks. They are pretty muscular, aren't they?
It's impressive. And look at that, like a thick layer of hair that I really like.
I got a personal trainer. Works me out 3 times a week.
I got a personal trainer.
What do you mean?
I got a personal...
You do?
Okay. There's no ulterior motive to that. I also have a personal trainer.
Nice.
You and I have a lot in common, I think.
Yeah, I bet, honestly. So I didn't say this before. This guy has a +0 to charisma.
Ooh, what do you have?
+2.
Okay. And advantage.
All right, ready? Next roll.
God damn it, Zach.
I got 17, so it's a tie.
Oh, great. Okay.
By the way, I have Bardic Inspiration.
Yeah, you have a D8. If you're close.
As long as it hasn't been 10 minutes, maybe it has.
I will allow you to keep it since we...
All right, great. So
so that was a tie.
Yeah.
You guys are just like...
But I can now roll Bardic Inspiration.
Yes.
If you want to use it whenever you want.
Like, so I would roll first flat and then decide after.
But could he add it to that tie and then just call it a win?
Oh, yeah, you could if you wanted. Yeah, automatically. So you like, there's a little bit of a circle happening where these drunk people are just like kind of clapping, dancing around the two of you.
Music make you lose control. Music make you lose control.
Give me one. So it's one.
I'm still dancing like Jesus on the cross from Jesus Christ Superstar.
God,
it's you're so short and small.
You can't see it under the mask.
It looks like a little kid wanting to be picked up. one to one. Roll number 2.
All right. Come on, baby.
I cannot believe how well I'm rolling.
You're killing us, dude.
It's unbelievable.
What was your highest?
An 8, so a 10.
All right. Crushed you. It crushed you. So now it's 1 to 2. This man does like, you hear like his back crack as he drops to the floor with like some weird move that like he's going to feel later. But for now, it looked really... in parentheses, cool.
And I put a hand on the ground and sort of slowly lower myself down and try and do a breakdance move, and I kick my arm out from under myself.
So now it's 1 to 2, another roll.
There we go.
There you go. All right.
17. 2 to 2. So I smoke you this time.
Yeah. He like wanted to see if you were okay and like checked on you, but then you pop you back spring up.
Surprisingly nimble in the mask.
I grab someone's fedora and spin it onto my own head.
Your big mask.
Yeah.
You see Carl's fedora. Somehow you snatch it from underneath his mask.
And once again, I cast suggestion on this guy.
Okay.
And I think the thought into his head.
Am I too old? Do I look silly?
Oh, no. Do you even need a spell for that?
You see him suddenly, like, his dance moves get a little jerkier. He like, there's like some sort of mirror on the wall that he catches just a little glimpse of.
Are my kids just at home watching TV all day?
he's trying to fight through it.
Meanwhile, I reach my back
pocket. He looks
out
and sees one of those billboards that's like, it's never been a better time to be a dad.
The door to the bar opened and he saw that. Yeah. And it was like,
I reach in my bag and I grab a Centrum and I take it. And I'm like, I feel great. I feel as young as I've ever felt.
Two to two. He's now going to roll this one with disadvantage because he failed that.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Well, I got smoked.
Yeah.
I'm rolling with advantage.
Wait.
Advantage versus disadvantage.
So you rolled a 2 and a 4, and he rolled a 12 and a 15.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All right, another fucking swing and a miss, Spago. You better fucking come through with 3 epaulets.
Holy shit.
Well, I guess now my question for you, Zach, is what are you going to do as a DM if none of us get in there?
Exactly. Let's go to fucking Danny's. Screw this.
This campaign's going to take a bit of a turn. After that, Nance loses the arm wrestling.
Yeah.
John Daffodil. Mighty effort on the dance floor.
Really hurt myself. Like, my ankle, like, I get up and I'm, like, kind of limping.
You see that man power through and be like, I'm a great dancer.
Oh, my God.
Last one.
Sago, it's all up to you, baby.
It's this man over in the corner talking to his friend sees you. And he's, as you come closer, it's like they like are like, shut up.
Hey, fellas. You got room over here for some tired feet to sit down?
For Sago Glegg, of course.
you know my work.
I'm mighty familiar. Let's just say I like fried crap.
Oh, well, I eat toilet, baby.
I eat toilet.
I'm Sago.
I know. My name's Lewis.
Hey, Lewis, and who are your friends here?
Oh, this is Charles and Knife.
Hey, good to meet y'all.
You see this guy just doing the like knife trick on his hand?
Oh my God.
Hey, Knife, no need to look up to say hi to me.
He doesn't.
I think that's Charles.
Knife is just watching Charles. You see his like kind of like hungry eyes watching Charles to the knife. He looks at you and he's like, what are you doing in Solemport? What brings you to the ship's ship shape?
Well, I'm just hanging out with some buds, some fellows, Glegg Hags.
Glegg Hags.
Glegg Hags.
And, having a blast trying to figure out what the next move is, what the cool thing to do around here.
Totally.
Trying to figure out what the next move is.
Hey, guys, what's the move? It's such a funny thing to say to a younger group of people. Like,
there's a lot going on this week. It's a, bounty week, so there's parties kind of everywhere. I heard the Volkses are going to have a pretty big one, but that's pretty exclusive, so I don't know how deep you can roll into that.
Oh, yeah. But you think I could make it in?
For Sago Glegg, I bet you probably could.
I'm flattered. The who's? The Volkses?
The Volkses,
The Volkses.
They're kind of like one of the heavy hitters in this town,
Yeah.
They run a lot of stuff, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, I feel you. Some of the underground stuff a little bit.
Yeah.
You guys party?
You see Charles go, I just rolled for Charles. the first two are great. Third one nicks his finger a little bit. He's like, I party. He's like, I party with Sago Glegg. I go party.
Oh, hell yeah.
Lewis looks up and he's like, what? I mean, Is there anything I could do for you? Like, are you looking for anything?
I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of curious about getting up into that hang up there. That seems like some cool people to know up there. What's that about?
Oh, the captain's?
Yeah, yeah.
The captain's quarters? It's pretty legit up there.
Yeah.
It's like kind of like a 50-year-old dad like trying to say something is cool. It is. It's all happening up there.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess I might just head up there with. Are y'all going up there anytime soon?
Well, I could make a persuasion check.
19.
This guy's like, we all get plus ones into there.
Oh, so. Yeah, all three of you.
Well, these two guys.
They don't have the.
Make a luck check to see if they have that. I'll say over a 10, they have it.
14.
Yeah, these other guys have the epaulets, and they're like, yeah, we could get you two, you know, two other guys. Yeah, we all get plus ones. We're just like, right some, on. You know, we, it's like, we spend a lot of time back there. So sometimes you like to like come out to like where the regular people are and like.
I feel you, man. That's what I like to do. I like to get to know the salt of the earth, you know, the people just hanging and banging.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Hanging and banging, yeah, baby. Never mind. I was going to ask you, what does it mean to eat toilet? But
but now we've got a new question hanging on our hands.
Hey, man, if you know, you know with eat toilet, you know. Yeah. I'm sure this guy knows what I'm talking about, and I point to Knife.
Knife was like staring at the knife. Huh? What? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hanging and banging. Eat toilet. Can I see the knife?
Something tells me this guy shouldn't have a knife.
No, I just want to see it. I just want to see it.
Guy's the kind of guy that, no, never mind.
Sorry. I'll say Sago motions over your buds.
Right.
Yeah. Damn. Sorry, Carl.
And Bexy, we're going to, I think we're going to head into here.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to just go back to whatever you're
I'm
doing
just gonna
before,
come
but
with
I'll
you
text
guys.
You. Oh, you're going to come with us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, so let me be honest with you. I fucking suck. And
I'm probably going to just get in.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, and she just walks past the bouncer. She's like a hot young woman. I was like,
you should have thought of that before.
Wow, the way. Oh, I should have just done that before. I tried to do the same thing.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Oh God! Don't touch my boob.
Sago, we already talked to you.
That's right. We're Sago Glenn.
Oh wait, fuck yeah, right.
So you have followed these three epauletted men into this area. You find this captain's quarters again. It's a sort of captain themed area. There's like these stained glass windows that were kind of separating it from the like main area of the ship that the bar is shaped like. But inside this area, you notice that it's sort of decorated like, what were those perception checks again?
19.
I got a 4.
23.
Cool. So as you're in here, you notice that like on a 23 is pretty high. You immediately spot Bex. It feels like she's been here for a while already. Like she has like a drink already. And it's just been, like,
wait, you were two steps ahead of us. How are you?
I don't know. I just walked in.
God, girl, I love
this
you.
This is Carl. This is Carl is in.
Wait, what the fuck? Are you fucking kidding me?
No one looked at him and he entered.
You're just wearing a shirt that says I'm stupid and you somehow got into the VIP.
What's up? You're looking around, you notice this like table with a bunch of maps on it, but you notice it's sort of like, you know, when a restaurant has a theme and it's just full fake shit, it's not like a treasure map or anything like that. It is made to look like a treasure map and it's like spilled with like drinks and stuff. Everyone in here has these epaulets. It's this sort of like, it's the kind of the situation where like you get into like a VIP area and you realize it's like not that cool.
Oh, totally.
It's actually super far from where the party is.
Yeah. It's a lot of like 50-year-old men. I keep saying 50-year-old men like it's the worst thing in the world.
Your fears tell you a lot about yourself, don't they?
Not acting their age. Well, I've 50-year-old men at a bar not acting their age.
In the VIP.
Yeah.
It's always like really rich, out of touch people
in the
VIP.
They're there to talk to the hot young women.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you see... Bexy is sort of surrounded. Bexy like kind of makes her way over to you guys. She's like, so like, I think if I remember correctly, there's like a guy named Tibbs, who's like kind of the guy who knows everything. Mm. He's probably back here. Actually, yeah. And like off of your 23, like you were helping Bexy like kind of figure out, you know, scope the place. There's a guy in the back. He's got kind of like cronies, but he's sitting back there. He looks like, make insight checks.
Okay. 16.
14.
10.
He's at a party, but he is like, he doesn't seem relaxed or party. Like he just looks like on edge a little bit. He's like got kind of like greasy hair that he's like pulled back, a little goatee. He has a little ponytail as well.
Like, so you say that's the man in charge?
Yeah, if like anybody here knows it, it's gonna be Tibbs.
Shall I try to go warm him up?
I drop
the dice as my drink
shatters a glass on the ground. Everyone stops what they're doing.
Nice shoes, Sago. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Bexy looks at you and is like, if he has any reaction to you, like I have, no.
Okay, great. So that's a no.
Well, yeah, he looks like the type of guy that might be into Sago Glegg's vibe.
Yeah, I think so too. All right, we'll hang back. You wanna?
Where'd your mask go?
Fuck, you're right. I'm not wearing my mask. I lost it in a duel.
Oh, that's what you bet. Huh?
Yeah.
Carl comes over and hands you his mask.
Thank you so much. I put it on.
I'm sorry, I forgot what your face looked like.
It looks pretty normal.
Yeah. It's shockingly normal.
I'm somehow haunted by it.
Your nose is really fucked, though. Your nose is still so broken.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I did get palmed in the face pretty hard.
I put the mask back on.
But those really weak guys.
I'm with stupid. I'm stupid, sorry.
So, are you going to go over as Sago Glegg, or should I go over as myself?
Well, I think I should go over as Sago Glegg, right?
I feel that I'm pretty persuasive. I'm pretty charismatic. But if you feel like you are...
Yeah, remember, I got a plus one. I dart over there.
Let's remember, it's acting is all breathing. Go!
You dart over. Nancy, you dart over. And two guys palm, like box you out. And they're like... the guy, Tibbs, sitting, looks up and he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Where's the hurry?
I was just vibing.
We're all vibing.
Yes, it worked. Now, you know, what's your name?
Why did you come over here?
Big loser, say what?
What?
That's what I thought. Now,
get the fuck out of here.
No, wait, I was okay. I'm so sorry. Look, I'm here with Sago. I am Sago. I start squeezing cream just out of nervousness. Oh, sorry, girl.
Hang on. He sees that you're wearing a rubber mask.
Yeah.
He's like, is that the real Sago Glegg?
No, it really is. Yeah, so, look, I'm his assistant. And I'm just trying to be cool because my job depends on it. We just got to know what the next move is. I look around, I go, yeah, what's the move?
He's like, okay, all right, Sago Glegg come to one of our parties. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He's like, bring him over. You know, like I'd love to talk to Sago Glegg.
All right. I look over my shoulder. I nod everyone over.
You see, he wants to talk to me?
God, no.
Get that thing out of here.
Yeah, this is like Toy Story-esque. Like a little mask of your face, like running around. A little mask
moving around.
I've become a little horrified every time I look down.
Yeah.
By a mask of me in a dress that says "Big Seven Up Yours" belted up.
Very specific haunting happening.
Yeah.
What's good, fellas?
I mean, Sago Glegg in the flesh. Welcome to the ship shape. Or I mean,
ship faced.
Wait, what is
the ship? The ship show.
That's it.
Welcome to the ship show. And he kind of motions to it. And he's like, Anything I can get you, a celebrity into my town?
Oh man, I'm here for the full experience, man. You party?
I party.
Dude. I party too, man. I'll take anything. I'm ready to go. You know.
Fuck yeah! Bring your friends over. Let's just do this for real. Motions for you guys to come over.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, terrific. This is Nance. Nance. Hey.
Yeah.
And this is an old pal of mine, John.
Hello, oh, I'm Sato Glegg.
John.
Get him out of here.
No.
Wait. You say this is your bar?
I mean, it's unofficially my bar. Like, this is my haunt, if you will.
Mm.
Does it just drive you crazy that even though the staff makes tips, you have to pay them minimum wage?
No, it doesn't drive me crazy.
Sounds like he's none too bright about business.
Oh my god.
You know what? I just rolled for it. He's like, yeah, right? Like, what tips? It's like, that's money. Why do I have to give them more?
The patrons are paying them already. Do you know what they make in an hour? It's more than minimum wage, but you still have to pay them? The whole system's falling apart.
Me and Bexy are both staring at each other because we literally just finished a job where we worked for tips.
Everybody make an investigation check.
All right.
Two.
Bexy is going to give one of you guys an advantage.
Probably not you.
Nat 20.
Holy shit. Bexy wow. Finds some sort of grace in her.
Yeah, you've won someone over, so you're absolutely beaming.
as this guy is talking, and he's about to tell you guys about, you know...
The next move.
You guys want to know what the next move is?
Yeah, what's the move?
As he's starting to describe, he's like, you know, I think there might be a party on Aurora Avenue. It's pretty exclusive, though. As he starts talking, you look down at his feet and you see some cabbage underneath his shoe.
Look, everyone. There's cabbage on his shoe, just like in the carriage from
you
before.
You fucking idiot. You absolute
Did
idiot.
You, Nance.
You fucking fucker.
Sago.
John.
Sago.
It's taking everything in me not to go
curb. He looks at you all and he's like, no. And he's looking around and he looks nervous. He's like, I didn't tell them anything about the feast. And
I look over and I say, knife.
Knife goes, what?
And I point to the knife.
Ah! You see that man run for the knife.
Yes! Knife!
As this is happening, you heard this guy, Tibbs, go, I didn't say anything about the feast. As that happens, an arrow... goes into his forehead. You see him fall back dead. Everyone make a perception check.
Nat 20.
Oh, shit.
Let me ask this. Are we supposed to be disadvantaged on that from drinking?
I will say that it's been enough time that you have sobered up a little bit and you do not have disadvantage
Fabulous.
Anymore.
Nat 20. Great.
Nat 20.
15.
2.
Sago, on that nat 20, you're able to do the math in your head. You see the perfect line trajectory of this arrow sticking out of this man's forehead straight out through the stained glass window into the main area of the bar. You like kind of follow it, like look through the stained glass window hole, and in the crow's nest above the dance floor, you see a dwarf, salt-flecked cheeks, like almost like freckles with a crossbow up there. He shoulders his crossbow, puts a bar over a rope and slides out of it, crashes through a window in the front of the bar, light pours in, everyone like kind of screams. That's what you see on a nat 20.
What?
I immediately cast, let's see if this works, Unseen Servant.
Okay.
And I have the Unseen Servant create an invisible, mindless, shapeless medium force that performs simple tasks like grab a drink and throw it on the ground in front of this guy running away.
I will say that I like the idea. The way that the route this guy took, I don't think you will have an opportunity to do that.
Sorry.
But I'll let you go like effectively twice instead, if that
means. What do you mean?
Like, I will let you take two actions.
I see.
Okay.
But, like, he's kind of far away from you. You guys are in the back of this right. bar, this VIP area. This guy crashed through the front.
I know this is so gauche, but I would love to look through this person's person for, like, guy. A brochure.
His bewildered, like, buddies are like, get the fuck away from him.
Okay, for sure. Yeah, sorry.
Everyone starts screaming. It's pandemonium now. There's a dead body in this bar. What do you guys do?
So this was the head person. This wasn't even, like, a under the... This wasn't even just, like, a weird ghoul at the farmer's
market. This was
market.
The guy who did the fire spell.
Yes,
to
yes.
be clear. Yeah.
And now he's dead, so there's someone even more cutthroat and scary than him.
And you saw the cabbage.
No, yeah, you fucking idiot.
Like before.
I am losing my patience with you.
I'm going to kill this man. I swear to God.
Bexy okay. goes, like, should we, like, chase that guy?
Let's go.
What distance is he from us?
This is about, like 100 feet away.
He's
now.
Back. He's, cool. like, out the door already, yeah. right? Okay, I step of the wind, which lets me take an extra dash action as a bonus action.
Nance, you start flying through the air.
I reluctantly grab Daffodil over here in my arms with me so that we can both go that fast.
I'll let you do like two things, essentially. Sorry.
I run.
Okay.
And then I also use kinetic jaunt, which means that I can move through like difficult spaces or anything like
oh,
that.
Oh, great. Like through the crowd and stuff.
Yeah, I think it adds. And it increases my walking by 10 feet.
Okay, cool. So you are powered up in that way. You can move extra fast. You all make your way out of the bar.
And by the way, the way this is happening is I magically empower my movement with dance-like steps, giving myself these benefits.
Yeah, what does this look like? a murder has happened. You start running.
And I'm the robot.
that guy is still dancing in the center. He's like he steps to well, you and starts doing the robot.
I have to robot through him to increase my...
He does like a Matrix like lean back.
God, you both look incredible.
Hey, what's the next move, guys?
Is this guy like within my sight?
You have to go outside of the bar to see. You guys, I'll say you guys head out of the bar.
Yeah, we pour out of there.
You head out to the bar. You open the door into basically a wall of sound. As you open the door, a bounty festival parade is in full swing going across the street. Everyone make a perception check to see if you see
what
signs where this guy went.
What was your aha?
Just a cool. Is it, they go out and there's a whole parade going.
There's like
just,
people
just, every, just good screenwriting.
People are on the side of the road just kind of like cheering as these like you see like these floats are often like shaped like big pieces of food. Like there's a big like haunch of meat. There's you know like a big potato. really photogenic stuff.
Yes.
23 for me.
13.
15.
23, 13, 15. I would say on the 23, you'd see like broken glass leading to the left down the street.
So looking down the street, looking that way.
Honestly, like the parade is going left to right. So you are going towards the back of the parade. Yeah.
And we do not see the person.
You don't see the person.
It was a little gnome with freckles.
It was a dwarf. Would you have relayed what this person looked like to them?
In the spur of the moment, I'm guessing I would have said, the basic, like, it's a dwarf!
Yeah.
You know, like, maybe what he's wearing. Vaguely.
Yeah, like, this guy had the sort of salt-flecked face that you would recognize, Nance, just to throw it out there, as the Salt Breakers were those people who attacked you on the second arc when y'all were... heading out of town.
And John Daffodil recognizes the salt from a production he did of Long Day's Journey into Night, The House by the Sea.
You recognize salt from doing... from seeing it in a play?
And I taught you everything I know.
I am losing patience with you, John Daffodil.
Yeah, you see the path going that way towards the back of the parade.
I look up to see if there's anything... like grab onto, slide, anything around that like could like
get a better vantage point.
Yeah, get like
there's like a lamp post or something that you could climb to see a little better.
I'll try to climb the lamp post.
I can hoist you up. I'm so tall.
Cool. Okay. I'll say that hoisted up. You're looking out. The guy is going to be shorter because this is a mostly human population, so it's harder to tell from here.
I'm looking for like if people are being pushed out of the way. Or
yeah, everyone,
like that.
Make another perception check. Well, you why don't you just make a perception check with advantage? And I think
awesome.
That's...
19.
There's a bit of a commotion towards the back. You see it a little further down. Yeah, I would say you just see sort of a source of a disturbance further back.
Back there, there's somebody running that way.
Okay.
And I point to kind of where it is. And in my kind of panic, how far away would you say it is?
It's probably like 60 feet away, but I don't know that you could see a specific target.
Yeah. In that general direction, I cast Stinking Cloud.
Oh, shit.
And so I've eaten and drank a ton all day, and it's in me, and I eat toilet. And so I burp this huge burp kind of at where I saw the disturbance was, which creates a 20-foot radius sphere of yellow nauseating gas centered on that point.
Does it do damage?
Each creature that is completely within the cloud must make a con saving throw against poison.
And then they'll be take a certain amount of damage?
On a failed save, the creature spends its action retching and reeling.
Oh, okay.
I'll say this. It's around a lot of regular people. up to you.
No damage. They're just wretched.
They're just wretched. Yeah, wretched and real. I'm going to do it. I'm like in a panic. I just saw a guy get... I've seen
iced.
One guy get fired in my friend's arms and one guy get arrowed to the head. So I'm like fucking... And I'm drunk.
Okay, I'm going to make a roll for... I'm going to say... Like six people.
And it's a con 14.
Okay. They are commoners, so their constitution is plus zero. So you see this stinking cloud burst out of Zago. Like sort of twisting and retching through the air.
Like a weird flag.
Flies through the air to this spot and just like hits the ground with this like disgusting stinking cloud. You can all smell it even if you're not in it. You don't have to make this sort of saving throw. But as this hits
That smells
ground,
like my chili.
I eat toilet.
As this happens, you see, you know, it hits like roughly six people that you can see. Three of them just start immediately like throwing up everywhere. The three of them just like kind of fend it off and get out of there. And although they all split apart, you do not see a target in there. It seems that they have made their save. As this happens, this commotion is drawing nearer and nearer to you as the parade moves towards you. Below that, sort of as this cornucopia float gets near you, you look up, Nance, and you see a familiar figure, though a human, almost elven presence in that they're like this like kind of uptight, rigid man, looks down wearing full Bounty Week gear, sort of head to toe, like silks, and a little crown on his head. You see Roland Volks staring down at you all, and he's like, has there been some sort of disturbance? He is surrounded by what essentially feels like a private army. He looks at you, knows that you're doing something, and you see him yell out to everyone. He's like, to the people of Solinport, may this week be filled with excess. And he throws coins on the ground and everyone starts sprinting to this area, mobbing it, just like trying to get the money. It's pandemonium here. It seems as though in this moment, having passed the save, you don't know where that guy was.
Okay, do I know this Volks person and how from the first?
The only time you ever saw this guy was when the boat was leaving. He was standing on the harbor looking at Jesse Dugan as he left. In that episode, you never made the checks to hear what he said to Jesse.
Right.
But Jesse later on informed you that he owed that guy a lot of money and had to do some shitty stuff because of it.
Right.
This is the guy that people have been talking about around town.
Yeah, yeah.
And he looks down at you and he knows that you have been sniffing around what he has been up to. As this sort of sinister looking man looks down at you three and threw out coins in celebration of excess to these people. You see this smirk of this evil man light up the parade. We're going to end the episode there.
Damn.
That image of the parade coming by when you open the door, that's very cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Thank God. That's cool.
Giddy off.
Very, very like Birdman.
Yeah.
I'm going for Birdman.
Very Godfather Part 2.
Ah.
Well, with that, that's the end of the second episode of The Sixth Arc. Thank you, everybody, for a very fun episode. God, everyone wearing those fucking masks is going to haunt me.
Was that guy in the middle of the cornucopia, just kind of suspended in a giant cornucopia coming towards
He was, like, on a throne in the cornucopia. yeah, that was it for this week. Let's go around with the socials and plugs one more time. And Beardsley.
Awesome. Yeah, you can catch me online at Ali Beardsley on TikTok.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect, Grant.
Follow my Twitter, if you would be so kind, at Grant OB.
Pictures of Grant?
My Instagram is at Pictures of Grant. My Twitter is at Grant OB. Honestly, both. That's great content, both sides.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At Dan Lippert Cool on the socials, and I'm outlining a movie that we'll be shooting in like 5 years. So keep an eye out on that.
Keep an eye out.
BigGrandeWebsite.com and You're the Man Now Dog are the other places to find beautiful audio content.
And I'm at Zach Oyama online, sparsely there.
Sparsely there.
Yeah, you can catch me at a silent meditation retreat, deciding to delete all my socials if you go sometime this year.
I'll definitely follow through on that. That was it for this week. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next week with an arc mark. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Rotating Heroes podcast. I hope that you are enjoying Arc 6 with Zach Oyama as your DM, Ali Beardsley, Dan Lippert, and Grant O'Brien. If you're enjoying the show, please take a second to leave us a review. It really helps new rotators find the show. And, of course, if you are in desperate need of more Rotating Heroes content, if you want to hear more of these incredible hijinks, if you want to hear the latest episodes, if you want to get the Arc Box where we talk about the episodes, then there is only one place to be, and that is the Rotating Heroes Patreon, which you can find a link to in the description on the show notes below. But until then, we shall see you next week, Rotators.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save.